Well, so many people have honed in on the do not fear piece in this passage. But I want us to think a bit about each of those scriptures that we heard this morning here and even the ones that we heard at sunrise. They seem to be filled with messengers and messages. When Mary and Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, there was a shaking of earth and they saw the angel descend. And they didn't get afraid, but the guards did. It's very clear that the guards did. The angel does say, don't be afraid, but the messenger has a message for them to share. And he's quite clear, or she's quite clear, we never know with angels what they are, or if they have a gender at all, quite clear that they are to tell the disciples where to meet Jesus. Where to meet Jesus. Tell his disciples, he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. And suddenly, Mary and Mary become messengers of this good news. And they get to go and tell the disciples that they have seen Jesus and where his disciples can meet him. And even Jesus meets them after they leave the tomb to remind them what they need to do, that they're to share the message. And then if we even think about Acts, when Peter is speaking to the Gentiles to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, he begins to speak and he tells the story. He gives the message of salvation. Messengers. I don't know about you, but my text feeds and my phone seem to blow up all the time with messages. And now because I have alerts, I get alerts that blow up my phone whenever I don't need it blown up with some little tidbit of news that could have waited forever. But these messages continually come in and feed my soul. But if they're messages of the world, they don't feed our souls very well, do they? They feed our souls with that fear that everyone's telling us, Jesus and the angels tell us not to have. They fill us with anxiety. They fill us with compulsions to do the things that bring comfort and security to our lives. So we might find ourselves shoring up the defenses of our home. We might find ourselves stocking our refrigerators with all those comfort foods and our shelves with all those comfort foods. We might even be buying online just because it gives us comfort. Because the messengers that are sending us messages from the world are playing on those things. So this is what I want us to think about. The gospel message of salvation, the gospel message of the resurrection is a very different message. And we are being called to be the messengers to share this good news. We are being called to be the body of Christ, the hands and feet of Christ, to be the ones who proclaim that message, who tell the one who thinks from all those messages from the world that they have no worth, that God calls them beloved. To tell those people who get all those messages from the world that say they have to do this or do that to have value, and we can tell them, God calls you by name and created you, and you were fearfully and wonderfully made, and he knew you before you were in his mother's womb. When the world seems to give them messages that there's nothing worth living for, we have a message to give them that Christ has overcome death, that the place where they can find community and love is in the relationship with Jesus Christ and their relationship with their beloved community and with the world, that God loves them and loves them so much that not only did he die for him, but he ascended into heaven. He was resurrected. He overcame the death and the sin that is holding them down. We're the messengers. So maybe the do not fear for us today is do not fear to share the message. Not with anyone. Because they may need to hear that message of salvation. They may need to hear that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. They may need to know the love, peace, joy of being in a relationship with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through the body of Christ wherever they may be. We may be like that upper room, locked away from a virus as they were locked away from the threat of their deaths. But not only did Easter come, Pentecost is coming, and the doors will be opened, and it will be time to proclaim. So church, this day, celebrate the resurrected Lord in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.